In a statement announcing his amendatory veto, Rauner said he was correcting a defect that shut dozens of private schools out of a new tax credit program. He specifically mentioned schools that serve the African-American community. State Representative LaShawn Ford, a Democrat from Chicago, works closely with those schools.
I lobbied on behalf of the constituents that most need the tax credit program. There's a historic African-American school that educates black young men on the south side of Chicago named Hell's Franciscan. We also have a school that my daughter used to go to, a private school called Village Leadership Academy, downtown Chicago, that's African-American run and operated and have 100% minority students.
Ford says administrators from those two schools had been involved in talks about a voucher program or something similar for at least 2 years, and they played a crucial role in selling that idea to a skeptical audience.
For some reason, some blacks and Democrats believe that if we move toward supporting private institutions with public money, we will erode the traditional public education. And so these schools, they went against the fabric of the black community, and they said, we're going to support this. And they were ambassadors for the program. But at the last minute, they were shut out.
How were they shut out? Think back to last summer. The state had gone 2 years without a budget. When lawmakers finally ended that impasse, the budget bill had a booby trap, stating no money could go to schools until the state adopted a more equitable formula. But Rauner vetoed that formula. Eventually, a compromise was hammered out by legislative leaders meeting behind closed doors, and that's when they inserted this new tax credit scheme. By then, it was late August. Schools were already in session and desperate for money. The plan was rushed through without a single public hearing. Ford says administrators of Hales Franciscan and Village Leadership Academy had no way of knowing they had been left out of the deal.
So those leaders should have at least been given the notice that they would have to be recognized in order to participate in it.
That term, recognized, sounds bland, but it's kind of a big deal. It's the stamp of approval the State Board of Education gives to schools that meet a 17-page list of standards for curriculum, health, and safety. Many schools simply register with the state. Registration is just a 5-page form pledging assurances, and it's on the honor system, no site visit required.
The question I have, why do we have register and recognize? It's telling me that the state says that certain schools are better, but we accept subpar schools. That makes no sense. And that's why I'm also proposing a bill to say that every school should be meeting the criteria of being recognized if you're going to have a school in the state of Illinois.
Rauner took a different approach with his amendatory veto. He wants to include all registered schools and offer an extra month for even more schools to register. The stakes are high. Schools that aren't on the approved list will likely be shut out of the tax credit program for years.
I think that this is a lesson for how not to do bill making. You must have public hearings, and that's why they are part of the process. People suffer when it's a few people making the deals.
Lawmakers are scheduled to return to the Capitol next week. I'm Dusty Rhodes.